Good morning. Another comfortable start to the day across interior New York and New England, with many places in the 40s and 50s to start off. High pressure continues to dominate the weather, although it is retreating off the eastern seaboard, and high to mid-level clouds are starting to stream in from the south and west. The clouds are in advance of a storm system that's pivoting through the Great Lakes and Ohio Valley and in our direction. The result will be that any sunshine will fade behind these increasing clouds through the morning and especially during the afternoon, although temperatures should manage to get into the middle and upper 70s on average for afternoon highs. As the relative humidity climbs during the second part of the day, we do run the risk of scattered showers before the sun sets, especially in the southern Adirondacks, the Mohawk Valley, and western Catskills, although points east could see a few passing showers by sunset as well. A better chance at more rain and even thunderstorms after dark tonight, and these showers and thunderstorms will last into the day on Thursday. Overnight lows will be milder and back into the 60s with the clouds and wet weather, and then high temperatures will only manage to reach the middle and upper 70s again on Thursday with those occasional showers and storms. Some of the activity could produce heavier downpours during the day. On Friday, we'll dry things out nicely and we'll begin a big warm-up, which will last into the upcoming weekend. The result will be mostly sunny skies on Friday with increasing humidity and highs in the upper 80s, then hazy, hot, and humid conditions Saturday and Sunday with highs into the lower and middle 90s. We'll introduce just the outside risk of a thunderstorm on Monday as the heat remains in place, lower to mid 90s. Then, as a front approaches on Tuesday, a better chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms with highs sliding back into the 80s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a low pressure system will continue moving eastward across the Midwest and into the lower Great Lakes region for tonight and tomorrow. Along and south of this low's associated cold front, thunderstorms are likely, with a marginal risk of severe weather extending from the Niagara frontier south to Atlanta and west to the mid-Mississippi Valley. Additionally, there's a minor risk of flash flooding for these areas. And a stationary front lingering along the Carolina coast will cause some heavy rain and more flash flooding possibilities there. As the low and fronts move to the east, rain chances will increase for the Appalachians and mid-Atlantic, and 1 to 2 inches of rain is possible in these locations, and there's a slight risk of flash flooding for the central Appalachians through Wednesday night. And hot temperatures will remain in place for much of the west, the central and southern plains, and then spread into the mid and lower Mississippi Valley and southeast through Thursday. A few record highs are possible in the central high plains. The hot weather combined with extended dry weather has prompted the National Weather Service to issue red flag warnings from Las Vegas through Utah and into southern Wyoming as the fire weather danger is increasing in these areas. At Mount Washington earlier, 90 miles visibility under mostly cloudy skies and 45 degrees with a west wind at 40 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 44 degrees. In Albany this morning, 60 degrees, the dew point 55, 84% relative humidity, a south wind at 7 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.09 inches, and it is falling. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City increasing clouds, upper 70s, Boston a mix of sun and clouds in the upper 70s, and in Buffalo cloudy with showers and highs in the mid 70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 80 degrees, the low 48, the average temperature 64, that's 6 degrees below normal. No precipitation yesterday, 2.35 inches for the month and 16.69 inches for the year, which is 1.40 inches of precipitation below normal. The average high temperature at Albany today, 81 degrees, the average low 60, the record high 97 set in 1941, and the record low 45 in both 1970 and in 1940. Sunrise this morning was at 5:19 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:38 p.m., 15 hours and 19 minutes of daylight, no change from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunshine will fade behind increasing clouds today with a chance of a few late-day showers and highs in the mid to upper 70s. Cloudy with showers and possibly a thunderstorm tonight, lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunshine fading behind increasing clouds today with the chance of a few late-day showers and highs in the upper 70s to around 80. Cloudy with showers and possibly a thunderstorm tonight, lows in the mid-60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, any sunshine will fade behind increasing and thickening clouds today with late-day showers moving in and highs in the mid-70s. Cloudy with showers and possibly a thunderstorm tonight, lows in the lower 60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, sunshine fading behind increasing clouds today with the chance of a few late-day showers and highs in the upper 70s. Cloudy with showers and possibly a thunderstorm tonight, lows in the lower to mid-60s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Sunshine fading behind increasing clouds today with the chance of a few late-day showers and highs in the mid to upper 70s. Cloudy with showers and possibly a thunderstorm tonight in the lower to mid-60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, cloudy with showers and thunderstorms, highs in the upper 70s, mostly sunny, humid Friday, upper 80s, hazy, hot, and humid Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, lower to mid-90s, and a chance of showers and thunderstorms Tuesday back into the 80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.